In a bipartisan rebuke to Turkey after its offensive into northeastern Syria, the U.S. House of Representatives recently approved two measures pushing back at its longtime NATO ally. The first measure was a symbolic resolution labeling the deaths of roughly 1.5 to 2 million Armenians from 1915 to 1923 in the Ottoman Empire, now modern-day Turkey, as genocide. It passed 405 to 11, with three members voting present. The second measure was a bipartisan bill that imposed sanctions on Turkish officials and prevents the sales of arms to Turkey for use in Syria. That passed overwhelmingly as well, 403 to 16. To this day, the Republic of Turkey enforces a gag rule against U.S. recognition of the Armenian genocide, despite overwhelming evidence documenting the crimes against humanity. Despite formal recognition of the genocide by the U.S. government in 1951 and then 1981, successive U.S. presidential administrations have supported the Turkish government's revisionism. Fearful of offending Turkey, they have opposed passage of congressional Armenian genocide resolutions and objected to the use of the word genocide to describe systematic destruction of the Armenian people. We're joined today by Aram Hamparian, Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of America, or ANCA. ANCA is the largest and most influential Armenian-American grassroots political organization, working in coordination with a network of offices, chapters, and supporters throughout the U.S. and affiliated organizations around the world. The organization actively advances the concerns of the Armenian-American community on a broad range of issues. Aram, welcome back to Law and Disorder.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Why is formal government recognition of the genocide so important, both to Armenians and also to Turkey?
I would say the recognition is important on a number of levels. As an American first, it's a foreign veto over what we can and can't say on a human rights issue, and that speaks to not just Turkish interference in U.S. policy, but Saudi interference, Chinese interference, other countries who think that D.C. is a place where they can buy or bribe their way into influence. And I think it's a good message to send to other nations that they can't do that. American policy on human rights is set here in Washington by Americans. So that's an important thing. In terms of Armenia, the fact that Turkey is an overarmed, unrepentant perpetrator of genocide right on Armenia's border means that Armenia can't be safe. It's a daunting proposition to have your neighbor say that what they did in 1915, when they wiped out this huge number of Armenians and emptied the Armenian homeland, their basic proposition is that they were acting in self-defense. They would do it again, and that's certainly not good for Armenia's security. But in terms of Turkey, this would be part, I would suggest, of Turkey's progress. And it's a halting progress, and it's not always a steady progress, but in terms of Turkey's progress toward a more democratic, pluralist, tolerant society, I'm certain that dealing honestly, reckoning honestly with the Armenian genocide is going to be a key component to that. I mean, we've dealt imperfectly in America with the genocide of Native Americans, the vast injustice of slavery. We're at least able to speak openly about these things. We haven't maybe done all that we should, but at least we're there's a positive discussion on those issues, whereas that discussion in many ways is stunted in Turkey. So this resolution hopefully will foster more discussion, more open dialogue on the subject.
Now, did it lessen this recent victory vote in any way that it was to send a political message to Turkey's leaders with current U.S. dissatisfaction?
Well, I would say first, just as a generic statement, that waiting for Washington to act in an apolitical manner is a long-term proposition. D.C. acts in a political manner because it's a political town. People have their political priorities, and other issues, including very moral issues, are advanced in a political context. That's just the nature of Washington. If we were to wait for the right people to do the right thing at the right time, for the right reasons, that might be a very, very long wait. But that doesn't mean that there aren't. Even the politics of this are relevant and very helpful. So today we're in a situation where Turkey is poised to commit new atrocities, this time in northern Syria, against our Kurdish allies, against at-risk Yazidis and Christians, it's really important to send a message that we're watching and that we will hold Turkey accountable for crimes of the past and crimes of the present. The idea is this. An America that is willing to basically shut up at Turkey's request about the Armenian genocide is also a country that would remain silent regarding new atrocities. So we think it's actually a very, very timely message, actually very constructive, that, and the politics of it are actually, I think, very healthy in that we should send a message that the U.S. will not turn a blind eye to new atrocities in Syria.
Representative Omar's present vote has drawn some criticism.
She's probably the most progressive representative in the Congress, and on this one she fell down. What was your response when you learned that?
Well, let me first say that our greatest concern is for the 11 who voted no, and those were all Republicans. So we were very upset about that. But we are going to engage with each of those 11 no votes. There were three members who voted present, which is like an abstention of sorts, one Republican from Arizona and two Democrats. Congresswoman Omar was one of the two Democrats that voted present, which was troubling, but what really troubled us was her statement that she issued, in which she said that issues like this should only move forward on the basis of academic consensus. And that is, that's like a red line for us, because there is academic consensus. The International Association of Genocide Scholars has for decades unanimously voted on this issue. So it was sort of that drift into denial that troubled us more than anything else. Let me say this, that Congresswoman Bernice Johnson engaged in outright denial, but didn't get nearly the same attention. I'm not exactly sure why. And again, we're trying to engage with the Congresswoman. She has expressed interest in meeting with our community in Minnesota. We're confident that if we can sit down, have a decent discussion, we could probably find some common ground on this issue.